Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Verses 1 through 25, all of Colossians chapter 3. Father, we thank you once again for how that your word guides us, counsels us, equips us, and empowers us to walk with you, to follow you, to serve you. Father, we thank you also for blessing the share-a-thon as you have, and thank you for all those that have given and have prayed and all that they've done. More and more, Lord, use this as a vessel to glorify your name and build your kingdom in the future. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of, we're winding down our share-a-thon for our fall share-a-thon. Our theme has been Our Living Hope, and it draws from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. We're going to listen to some listener testimonies at this time.
My name is Farouk, and I live in Houston, Texas. I'm from Persian, Iran. We love AFR, Mrs. Sandy Rios, beautiful, and all the program, we just listen and we just want to say we love you, and we really apologize that some problem from other countries, but we love President Trump, we love you all, God bless you. We don't listen to fake news, we never fake news. We recommend everybody, all Iranian people, never listen to the fake news. Thank you very much and God bless.
Hi, my name is Tony Bird. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Just wanted to thank you for what you do. I was a Mormon and started listening to your station back in 1996 or so. And just really was challenged with what I heard and had people praying for me. But to make a long story short, you guys really made a big impact in my life. And I became a Christian and an Army mission in Panama after that. And been going for Jesus ever since. So thank you for your ministry. Lord bless you.
My name is Kim Manning from West Monroe, Louisiana. I found American Family Radio a few years ago, just happened upon it. It's where I get all of my news. It's filtered through a biblical worldview, and I just love that. I went to Israel last year with American Family Radio. Truly a life-changing trip. Just everything about it was miraculous. I love American Family Radio, but I have to say at the very top of my list is Abraham Hamilton. That dude is brilliant.
Our Living Hope is the theme for our fall share-a-thon, and we're so grateful for all those that have prayed for us, that have given financially and made contributions and have helped us. But also we're grateful in a special way to individuals, persons that sometimes will come down during our share-a-thons and volunteer. And we have one such person in the studio with us today. We have Bruce. Now, I'm going to call Bruce of Indiana, kind of like Saul of Tarsus, you know. I'm going to let Bruce kind of further introduce himself and tell a little bit about himself and why he's come down to volunteer for our fall share-a-thon.
All right, Pastor, thank you very much for having me. I'm from Vincennes, Indiana. And I've been coming down for probably 8 years or so. I started off as an accidental listener. I just found the station as I was going through the radio stations at our hometown. And it was very interesting. I started listening, and I kind of kept my radio tuned to that. And that's about the only thing I listened to for a while. So I went from listening to donating. I thought I needed to do something for the cause. So I started donating. And so I was listening, donating, and then I kept hearing that they were needing volunteers, so God put on my heart that I needed to do something more. So I made arrangements and came down, and I got hooked, and I've been volunteering ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God. Well, again, Bruce, we thank you and appreciate you, the fact that you've prayed for us, you've given financially, but also come down as a volunteer. And down through the years, AFR has really appreciated people like yourselves that have sacrificed to come down and volunteer their time to help us with the needs of Share-a-thon. Well, now, also, Bruce, in your hometown, you're involved with a ministry called Kairos. Tell our listeners a little bit about that ministry.
Yes, I am. Kairos has a big piece of my heart. It's an international ministry. It's active throughout the world. We happen to have a couple state prisons in Indiana. Actually, there's probably 7 prisons in Indiana where Kairos is active. We take the light of Jesus Christ in there and give these men hope. We go into a dark area and we take the light in with us. It's nothing about us. It's all about spreading the word of Jesus. A lot of these guys have never had love. They've never had a family at all, let alone someone that cares about them. And so we go in there, we love on them, we talk to them, we give them our story, and they realize we're not there to preach to them, but we're there to share with them. And I've seen it turn lives around.
That's neat. And you know, prison ministry is a unique area of ministry, a unique mission field for the body of Christ to be very much involved with. And Bruce, would you share with our listeners a little bit about how the pandemic has affected your ministry, though? Because, you know, everybody's been affected by it in different ways, but specifically your ministry and your work.
It has definitely affected Kairos, especially in Indiana. We have not been able to go into the prison as volunteers since this has happened. Mm-hmm. So we've actually had to cancel two weekend events at our prisons. Mm-hmm. And we have kind of changed our mission now, not our mission, but our the way we work right now. We're actually, instead of physically going in, we're actually able to write letters, which we weren't able to do before. Mm-hmm. Because we had to be careful with our contact with the guys in the prison. But now we're able to write some letters to send them in to show that they are still cared for, they're still loved, they're still being prayed for. And these go to the inmates, but also to the workers in the prison. Mm-hmm. So they're able to see that there are people on the outside that still care. We're not gone. We're still here.
That's good. That's good. You know, it's interesting how just the whole thought of letter writing is a unique mean, a tool for ministry. You know, Victory is in the studio with us. She's going to be on with us in just a few moments. But we had a very interesting incident. Well, I use the word incident, just happening, something that the Holy Spirit did. Had another guest that was with us early in the week who she'd gotten a letter from an inmate. And he was sharing about his heart about the life issue. And she has shared that letter in a number of different contexts, including on radio. And it's touched a lot of people. And, you know, I think very oftentimes when people are incarcerated, obviously when a believer, someone who's saved, maybe they got saved in prison or maybe were saved beforehand, but they may think, well, there's not really much I can do in here. But the reality is letter writing is something God has used a long time. I'm not sure how many of the letters Paul wrote from prison.
Amen.
And the reality is it's a way to touch people in some wonderful ways. And so would you take a moment to pray for the church as a whole, but also for believers that may happen to be behind bars, for them to see, especially during this time, to see and pursue ways to be used by God right where they are, because bars do not limit the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for that?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the ability and for the encouragement of going into these places, to these dark areas, Lord. It is definitely a calling. Not all of us have it. We pray that you let these men and women, Lord, know that they are cared for, that they are loved, and there's nothing that they have done that can't be forgiven, Lord. And we pray that through you using us, that we take the light of your hope and of your love into these dark places, Lord, and that you use us to build up leaders in the prison, Lord, that can go out and start small groups, start Bible studies, Lord, that can be used to glorify you. Let us never give up hope, and let us continue to be used by you for this purpose. Amen.
And Father, I too thank you for Bruce, and thank you for many others who are involved in ministering in prisons and places where individuals are incarcerated. Thank you for the ministries that do that wonderful work. Thank you, Lord, for many believers who they themselves may be behind bars for one reason or another, but they themselves are missionaries that you can use mightily and in wonderful ways to minister both to those persons who are incarcerated themselves, but also ways that they can touch the world outside as well. Help us to know, Lord, that, again, your Holy Spirit is not limited by bars. And we thank you for how that as we abide in you, as we seek you in prayer, as we seek your word, and as we live your word, Lord, your Spirit can reach through our lives, our words, our actions, the things we say, the things we do, and reach far beyond the bounds of prison. Help us to know, Lord, that you have work for each and every one of us to do. Father, we thank you for Bruce and all of our volunteers that have helped us and that do help us with our share-a-thons. And thank you, Lord, for every listener who has given of their prayers, their time, and their financial gifts to help us carry the work of American Family Radio forward. Help us to know, Lord, that every one of us have callings upon our lives through which you will use us for your glory in the building of your kingdom. Help us daily to be about our Father's business. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Bruce, how would you like listeners to pray for you and your ministry with Kairos? How would you ask them to pray for you?
I'd like to have them pray for us that even though we can't physically be in there now, that we keep praying for the men that are in there, that they are able to lead these groups and keep going until we're able to actually go back in.
Amen. Well, Bruce, thanks for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
There goes Pete. He appreciates Bruce coming too. All right. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396 if you'd like to make a contribution. We'll be back. Through the night.
This is Lamont Saunders in the great, great town of Culpeper, Virginia. And we are the birthplace of the First Amendment right. We're also the birthplace of two phenomenally great AFR radio stations, one that broadcast here locally to the town people and the other one that worked on those senators out in the House of Representatives out there in a wonderful, wonderful state capital. But I started listening to AFR radio when Marvin Sanders came here and dedicated our first station. And we are so blessed with the wisdom of all the wonderful people that host radio broadcasts there in Tupelo, Mississippi. And thank you, Don Wildman and Tim and all the staff. And we just cannot thank you enough for preaching and teaching God's word. And thank you forever and ever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yes, my name is Pam Johnson from Arkansas, and your station has blessed me beyond compare. I have been discouraged listening to the news and knowing that it isn't true, but not knowing all the facts. And you are such a blessing, all of your programs. You have no idea how you've encouraged me. I prepare a prayer time every week for our church, a little group of ladies that pray for our nation, and it has informed and helped me in unbelievable ways. I try to share what I know with others and try to encourage them as well. So God bless you.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified, and I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed, and with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information, and we feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and the theme for our Fall Share-a-thon has been our living hope. And it's good for us to recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our living hope. He's the key to all of life. He's the key to everything in life. And it's so important for us to recognize that our greatest need in life is the need for Jesus Christ in our lives. And the greatest need in the life of every human being is that of Jesus Christ. And so it's been our privilege to use as our theme, our living hope. I'm blessed to have for the balance of the broadcast with me in studio as my co-host, Victory Holifield, once again.
Hey, Pastor Parker.
Great to have you.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Pete the pup.
All right. Praise the Lord. Always good to have you. And Victory, tell our listeners once again about yourself, and then we're going to dive into talking a little bit more about our theme today.
Okay. Overall, I'm a servant of the Lord. I'm a child of the King. Hey, I am a sinner, also a saint. Thank God for Jesus. And I assist the Addisons. I help produce their show on airing the Addisons. And I've been here for about 5 years.
Amen.
Off and on. I'll put it that way, because you know I was a truck driver for a while. That's okay. A whole nother story for another day.
All right. I'm going to share the number. If persons listening would like to contribute and help us to continue the work of American Family Radio, you can do that by calling this number to make a contribution, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Victor, I'm going to read, again, the theme is our living hope. I'm going to read the passage that's the foundational scripture for our theme. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9 tells us these words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9.
I like that.
Again, the theme, our living hope. Any thoughts that come to your mind immediately as you listen to the words of insight behind that passage?
Yeah. When I think of hope, I do tend to go to back in my Rhema days, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the dean broke down the definition of hope. Mm-hmm. In the Greek, it means confident expectation. Mm-hmm. Confident expectation. So when I think of our living hope, we're referring to Jesus Christ himself, of course, right, y'all? And he is our living hope because what happened on that third day, baby? He rose, right? He mm-hmm. rose from the dead.
That's
and
right.
he gives us that confident expectation of what's to come, us as believers, our eternal state. This earth, this is temporary. You know, I just saw a post where somebody, her brother-in-law passed away. And thank gosh, he was a believer, though. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So her confident expectation because of what Jesus did is seeing him again in heaven. Mm-hmm. And when you were reading that passage, I was just thinking of just what's to come. You know, mm-hmm. we get so comfortable in this earth when this is not our home. Our home mm-hmm. is heaven. And for people who fear death, if you're in Christ, there's no fear. Plus, we don't even die. We're already dead. We died to ourselves because of Jesus Christ.
Death is a door that you pass through.
Come on. When I think of heaven, and I will say I'm aiming to grow to the point, and I'm still not there, that I desire heaven for who's there. Not for just to run away from the pain and things of this earth. Even though that's legit, you know, there will not be any suffering. Mm-hmm. But I desire to get to the point, which I'm still growing here, that I desire heaven because my Heavenly Father's there. He's our living hope.
And you know, Victor, I think it's helpful to understand this. First, I'm going to give the number right quick, and then we'll jump back on
Share-a-thon.
The topic. 1-877-616-2396. Again, if you'd like to give to help us, if you'd like to make a contribution to help us continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio, just call that number to make that contribution. 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net.
Yes.
You know, I think it's so helpful that you really point out a clear definition of the word hope, because I think for many believers, they really don't grasp how dynamic the truth of what hope really is.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, sometimes I think many believers, they have the attitude of hope is just kind of a weak wish. Just, well,
yes.
I'm just kind of hoping and a praying,
Come
you
on,
know.
Pastor.
But in reality, it's a confident expectation, as you mentioned, and it's great. The word expectation, I think, is very helpful.
Yeah.
Because it means you're looking for it to come to pass, and it's also an indication that you have joy as you are looking for it to come to pass.
Come on!
And so when we fail to have joy behind our hope, then I think you should question whether or not it's a genuine hope.
Yeah.
Because a confident expectation that obviously that God is going to do what he said he's going to do in his word, that's very important. And expectation makes all the difference in the world, whether or not you're really looking for God to do what he promised he would do.
Absolutely. And you know, the word of God tells us what to set our minds on, things above and not on things of this earth. You know, set your mind upon, I haven't memorized it all. I'm sorry, y'all. But, you know, think about these things that are a good report that are, I'm sure you know it, Pastor Parker, the verse where it talks about the things to think upon. And I love that what you said about expectations. Like, as believers, y'all, we have the best. We have Jesus Christ. Like I mentioned the other day, I'm reading it, the Old Testament and the New. So I've been going back and forth between Leviticus and Hebrews. Y'all, Jesus did a lot. Like, I mean, and that excites me. I don't fear death. Here I am 30 years young. I'm not old. Hello, if my husband's listening. He's 6 years older than me. He's getting gray hair. I haven't gotten my gray yet, y'all. And I hope it stays like that. But one thing, he and I've talked about this, because he doesn't fear death either. There was a time I did. And I've been saved for many years now. But I don't fear it. Now, I still believe there's things for me to do, because there's some more souls I want to bring to Christ. But when I think about what Jesus has done, he is our living hope. And our job here, what we do on this earth, is to make Christ even more famous. Not that he really needs help, because he's already known. Why you think we're already getting persecuted. Thank you. And it's coming more in America. Y'all better get ready. So this is where you better grow your faith in the Lord. And that comes through reading the Word of God, praying, having a personal relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about what we do here at AFR. That is the purpose. And it's to infiltrate God's Word in every aspect of our lives. And I love it. Call that number, 877.
Go ahead and give it.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you love hearing this, y'all, what is that saying? Put your money where your mouth is. Is that the saying?
That's one of them.
Yeah, because, I mean, it takes money to run a ministry. We have to be honest. Like, Pastor Park, you're a pastor. Like, it takes money to run a ministry. And I'm so grateful for all of those who have given. And maybe you're a first-time giver. Whatever the Lord is putting on your heart. I was on the phones earlier, and there was a person. She gave $10. She said, I wish I could give more. I said, ma'am, we are thankful if you were to give a penny. Do you hear me? It's all about the position of your heart. I don't care if you 10, 1,000 is great too, but 10 is just as great. It's the position of your heart.
A penny or a million, either one is a gift.
Hey.
It's a seed. Hey. Praise God. Again, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment now. I'm going to give the number one more time, but after that, if you'll pray for our listeners, pray for them to grow in their understanding of the importance of us living with that hope of Jesus Christ. As believers, we're seeking to live for the Lord. But also we're to be involved in the work of ministry so that we can help take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can. The number to call, once again, if you'd like to join us during our fall share-a-thon and make a contribution, 1-877-616-2396. Would you pray for our listeners?
I would love to. Man, Father God, I'm just so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for Jesus. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. Lord, you are just, you're phenomenal. Like what you did for us, like Jesus was never plan B. He was plan A from the get-go. Lord, I just ask right now, Lord, that every person that's listening, Lord, that you would give them a desire to get into your word. Give them a desire to long for you, God. Help us all, even myself, Lord, to realize that this life here on earth is temporary, that it is our eternal state that is the most significant. Lord, that it's here on earth that we are to grow in our faith in you, Father God, and hunger for those things that are righteous and holy. And Lord, help us not to be selfish and to only think about me, myself, and my household. Help us, Lord, to desire for the lost, God. You told us, Jesus, that for us to pray for laborers. In the midst of us praying for laborers, I know that that's us who's praying that's supposed to be a laborer as well, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. Help us, God. Give us a hunger and thirst for that. Help us desire souls, Lord. And I'm just so thankful, Lord, that for your word, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that we don't have to depend on ourselves, but we can just lean on the Holy Spirit to give us the exact words to say. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, I do thank you. Thank you for every single listener. And thank you, Father, for how that you know exactly where they are in their relationship with you and where they are in their walk with you. And Lord, there are many listeners who may not know you as Lord and Savior as well. Father, for each of those persons, touch them, draw them to yourself, Lord, and send along their path persons who will proclaim the gospel to them so that they too can come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. But stir us, Lord, to recognize, Lord, that we're here in this world for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're here to know him. We're here to live for him. We're here to love the world as he calls us to, and one of the ways whereby we love them is we tell them that Jesus is the answer to everything, every circumstance, every situation. He is our living hope. He's the hope that all of us desperately need, both those that recognize it and those that don't. Lord, help us as the church to be about your business.
Yes.
Help us to be about the work daily of living a life as an ambassador, a faithful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ through the things we say, the things we do. But also, Lord, help us to be faithful disciples who are also disciple makers.
Yes.
Believers that understand the importance of helping believers to grow up and grow strong and to mature in their faith, that they too can become faithful disciples and vessels that God can use to build his kingdom. Father, thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for all those that pray for this ministry. Thank you for those persons that have given financially during our fall share-a-thon. And thank you for blessing so tremendously as you have. We thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you, Father, for how that you run our cups over every single day. Lord, more and more, help us to recognize that in the economy of eternity, we need to use our time wisely every single day. And we're trusting you to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. The number once again to call if you'd like to be a part of Share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
You're the one who walked on water, and you calmed the raging seas. You command the highest mountains to fall upon their knees. You're the one who welcomes sinners, and you open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and you brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, you remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing. Forever authority you've spoken, and you've set the captive free. You're the King who came to serve, and you're the God who washed our feet. You're the one who took our burdens, and you bled upon the cross. In your kindness and your mercy,
this is Alec Brink from Minnesota. We had a house fire on May 4th, and our whole family made it out okay, but our entire house is getting completely remodeled from the basement up, and we live in a camper all summer long. And there's two things that never change from the beginning until the end. One is God's sovereign grace and the words that he gave us in the Bible, and two is the inspiration coming from AFR. We played AFR in the house every day when we do homeschool. And we play AFR in the camper to get our day started. And thank you to all you people on AFR that put out awesome inspiration, whether you're going through a house fire or no matter what you're going through in life. You guys are inspiring.
My name is Sandra. I live in McKinney, Texas. 4 years ago, my ignorance was so unbelievable that I voted for Hillary Clinton. I didn't like Trump's character. I didn't know the truth about her or the Democratic Party. By God's grace, a friend recommended I listen to American Family Radio, Sandy Rios in the morning and Focal Point in the afternoon. This was about 3 or 4 months ago. I now am shocked at the ignorance of people around me who don't know the truth. I tell them, please listen to American Family Radio to hear the truth about the Democratic Party and what's happening in our country. I pray their eyes will be opened and they will see the truth.
My name is Laura Perry, and I am a former transgender, and I'm a part of the upcoming documentary called In His Image from American Family Studios. Just wanted to share my testimony with this audience because talk radio had a profound influence in my life, especially American Family Radio, along with some other radio stations. As a non-believer, I was hearing these things on the radio and just hearing about God once in a while, and it would soften me toward the Lord. Over time, the Lord drew me closer and closer to Him and poured a lot of truth into me through the radio. But I was living as transgender, and I knew that I was not living according to God's will, and I had had surgeries and been through all the hormones and all the legal changes, and I felt like I was too far gone. But through a radical encounter, God saved me, and I was so radically changed, and I became on fire for the Lord, and I began listening to the radio even more and more, and just really began to absorb the truth that I was hearing. I also began to be convicted about the way I was living, because the truth that AFR was sharing, I didn't know what to do about it at first, but it gave me the confidence to know that this was the truth, that the Lord was calling me out of this. And He began to open my eyes to the agenda and to everything that was going on. And I remember hearing about how Target was allowing grown men to go in the bathroom with little girls, and I knew that was wrong, and I was so convicted. And I remember the Lord reminded me of the scripture where it says that he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad. And the Lord said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And I was so convicted, and I went home and told my partner, I don't want to be transgender anymore. And he said, what does that mean for us? And, you know, I said, I don't know. I didn't want to be a girl at that moment, but I didn't want to be trans, because I knew that this agenda was persecuting Christians. And I signed the American Family Association Boycott Target Pledge about 4 months before I left the lifestyle, because even I recognized that it was wrong to allow a grown man to go in the bathroom with a little girl. I just want to challenge each and every one of you that are listening to support American Family Radio, because they are sharing the truth that so few other places are, and they were willing to talk about these difficult issues. I had been listening to various Christian radio stations for years, and nobody was talking about the truth of transgenderism, and I was able to live fairly comfortably without conviction for a long time. But when I began to listen to AFR and began to hear the truth on these issues, the Lord brought conviction to my heart. And American Family Radio was a huge reason that I came out of that lifestyle.
The Lord Jesus Christ, He is our living hope. And that's been the theme for our Fall Share-a-thon, our living hope, with the foundational scripture of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. And it's important for us to all recognize that Jesus really is everyone's hope. He's the hope of the world. My co-host with me for this final day of Share-a-thon has been Victory Hollowfield. And Victory, I want to ask you this too. As we wind down our time today, what's heavy on your heart to share with our listeners? What do you wish to say to them?
Whoa, you put me on the spot here. You know, it would be honestly, because this is something that I'm getting back into, and that is evangelizing. Mm-hmm. Pastor Parker, you encourage in such a beautiful, loving, it's a push, but it's a good push. Like, you're not mean with it, if that makes sense, y'all.
Praise
like, the way
Lord.
He
okay.
talks on the radio, this is him in real life, seriously. He and his mm-hmm. wife are just beautiful, like, examples of Christ. And so I'm getting back into evangelizing. And so one thing that I would like to stress to people is to honestly read the Word of God every day, because the mm-hmm. more I'm reading God's Word, the more I'm falling in love with the Lord. That's why I said earlier, my desire to go to heaven, I desire for it to get to the place where I'm like, only because God is there. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, He's here too, because I'm His child, one of His children. Mm-hmm. But for people to seriously get in the Word, like, if you're tired of going into a cycle, a roller coaster of the same thing constantly, my question to you is, are you getting in the Word of God? Now, I'm not saying that it's going to eliminate the trials. No, they're still going to be there, but you will approach the trials better because you're equipped with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The sword of the Spirit. Y'all better hear me what I'm saying. And you'll get to be so confident. Like, where I work out at, we got two Muslims there. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ladies, I never met a white woman who was a Muslim. One of them's black. I've seen that. I've never seen a white woman. So mm-hmm. I was talking to her. I said, were you ever a Christian? And she said to me she was, but that she converted. And this is what she said, y'all. She said, but it's the same thing. I said, no. It's It's not the same people. Mm-hmm. And that's what the word of God will do. It'll make you so bold to the point, like when people say, don't judge. My response to that, when I am calling out sin in a loving way, of course, I love you enough to call it out, mm-hmm. is I'm not judging you. God already did. I'm just telling you what he says, mm-hmm. what he said in his word.
That's
so
right.
What's on my heart is just for people to love God's word and to soak in it, because that is what's going to make you bold in this earth, in this world. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to get harder, y'all, for us believers. It's already getting there. Do not put your hope in Trump, in the Republican. Don't do that. Do not do that. He is not our God. You better put your hope in Jesus. He is our living hope. The mm-hmm. more you love Christ, the more you'll be bold for him. I kid you not.
And the Lord uses people in every walk of life to shine for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we're to pray. And of course, obviously, the word tells us we're to pray for our leaders, those who are in authority. But again, our job is to shine for Jesus Christ wherever mm-hmm. we might be. And, you know, just briefly, Victor, I want to touch on just, I think, a powerful example of someone who obviously God used in some mighty ways. The Apostle John, he wrote the Gospel of John, as well as he wrote Revelation. And, of course, you know, it's helpful to understand God used 40 or so authors to write the Bible. But the Bible is God's book. Mm-hmm. God is the author of the Bible, and it's inspired every word of it from him. But specifically, the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation, God used the Apostle John to write those two powerful books. Well, I think of this, that as believers in John chapter 15, it talks about the importance of us abiding in him. John 15:1 says, I'm the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And for time reasons, I want to encourage every listener, take time to go and read and really meditate on John chapter 15, because amongst other things, it talks about the importance of us staying in close, vital connection,
yeah.
in a close, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ all the time. And as Victor just touched on, part of that happens as we're diligent, consistent students of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John is a wonderful example of someone who stayed close to Christ. You know, of course, Jesus had his 12 apostles, but then there was the inner circle of the three specific apostles.
Yeah.
And then there was John, who was the one closest to Jesus. And I believe one of the reasons why John was referred to as the beloved disciple was because he always saw the importance of staying close.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
as long as you stay close. And you know, he was just a great example
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
And even in his life, he demonstrated why it's such a blessing to stay close. Because as long as we stay in that close fellowship relationship with Jesus Christ, God will use you to do exploits.
Yes.
He'll use you to do supernatural things that go far beyond the bounds of our humanness.
Yes. For his
glory. I think
of
this. That's right. I think of this. You know, John, of course, at a certain point in time, he was imprisoned. And when they were ready to try to kill him, tradition says they put him in boiling oil and he wouldn't die.
Yeah.
So they decided, well, we can't kill him. Let's exile him to the Isle of Patmos. And when we put him on the Isle of Patmos, let's see what he can do for Jesus there. And when he gets to the Isle of Patmos, lo and behold, God gives him the revelation that we know today as the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
He kept producing fruit as he stayed close to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge to every one of us is to stay close, stay in close fellowship relationship with the Lord through your prayer life, through your reading and studying his word, and through your living what you learn.
Amen.
And God will use, just like the Apostle Paul, again, of all the word of God, Revelation summarizes and concludes the wonderful book we call the Bible. And God gave it to us through the Apostle Paul. God wants to continue to use all of us to do exploits, but the key is stay close.
Can I ask, and I want to just add this. When you were just sharing about Apostle John, mm-hmm. I think some people think coming to Christ that there will be no worries. That's our eternal state. There's mm-hmm. still going to be things you encounter. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, anyone who lives godly as in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Will suffer persecution.
You got to remember that, y'all. It's not going to be smooth sailing, but because you're in Christ, it's going to grow your faith. Again, it's our eternal state that we have to keep in perspective.
That's right. And obviously, John was one of many that were persecuted throughout the word of
yeah.
God, but he stayed faithful.
Yeah.
And the number once again to call as we wind down our final day of Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Again, if you'd like to make a contribution to help us to continue the mission and the work of American Family Radio, call that number 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give, afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. So again, Victory, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the work that you do on Hour of Intercession, Pastor Parker. I mean it when I say you and Rick, stay humble over there, brother. Like, you're making Pete. I'm sorry. You're making an impact. And I really do pray that people, like, the Word of God, that's why the Hour of Intercession, it is powerful. And just your encouragement, it encourages me.
Well, praise God. And, you know, I like to remind believers that reading the Word of God, that too is a form of prayer. It's a form of walking with God. Prayer is both, it includes talking to God and listening to God as well. And our challenge is an ongoing one, encouraging you to stay in His Word. Victory, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a contribution to help us, 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.